I slipped the book back into place, rubbing away the goosebumps on my arms. Ivan continues the tour through the boat, leading me toward the narrow end, the bow. "Here is the bathroom," Ivan says, opening a folding door to reveal a toilet, a sink, a small mirror, and a shower all crushed into a broom cupboard-sized space. We reach a triangular nook built within the pointiest end of the boat. "Here's the main bed, the V-berth," he says. "It's got fresh water tanks below. That's why it's so high up." The small V-shaped bed is raised 3 feet off the floor, and with just over 2 feet of space between the mattress and the ceiling, you wouldn't want to sit up abruptly after a bad dream. As we move back through the boat, Ivan lifts wooden lids and opens doors, showing me all the nooks and cupboards for storage. It's a floating Armageddon bunker with room to house a year's worth of supplies. "If you don't mind me asking," I say, running my hands along the old teak, "what does a boat like this cost?" "Usually, a 1979 blue water boat like this would cost at least $90,000 to $100,000 or so. But I bought Gracie for half price. The Valiant boat designers experimented with a fire-retardant fiberglass in 1979 that turned out to be susceptible to blistering. She already has a few blisters, and a lot more will pop up once she reaches the tropics, but it won't affect the integrity of the boat. Professional advice confirmed what I already knew from researching these boats. It's an aesthetic issue only. This is one of the best blue water boats out there." "Smart purchase," I say. He smiles and continues. "I spent every last cent in my name to pay for her a year ago. Since then, all of my earnings have gone into my sailing kitty, including the money from selling my first boat, Mahalo. A lot of people would spend the same money on a home deposit, but I'd rather have an experience than own one-third of an apartment in San Francisco or L.A. Well, this is kind of like owning an apartment anyway, except it floats. And it can take you anywhere in the world," he adds. "So, do you like her?" "I love her."